Bob and the Showgram.
I know that whenever I say this, my testicles then shrink inside my body. As if to make me not a male anymore.
Yee-hoo!
My butt's tickling.
Woo-hoo! Can I file that under things that I never want to hear again ever for the rest of my life?
Yee-hoo! Here's more of Bob and the Showgram.
G105.
All right, we got our Showgram psychologist, Dr. Wenz, here. You want to make sure you check her out. The phone number is, hold on, where's my sheet? The phone number is 805-0182, KristenWenz.com. And we want to remind you, she's the Showgram on-air psychologist, and her comments are not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always make sure that you seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health providers with any questions that you may have regarding any medical conditions or advice. Reliance on any information that we are doing here with Dr. Wenz on the show
is asinine.
Or any other appearances that she does, you know, over the phone or here in person. Right. It's all for strictly for Showgram purposes,
right,
for entertainment purposes, and use it solely at your own risk.
All right. Like that. It's for Showgram purposes.
Yeah. Well, we just want to make sure, you know, she knows what she's talking about, but what she's saying that applies to us, if people are listening to it, they might think, I'm the same, so let me, you know, let that be a thing in my life. And that's not always the case. You actually have to see someone on your own. She's not treating us. She's just the Showgram psychologist.
And this is especially, appropriate for people in Johnson County. Very important that you follow this to the T. All right, let's talk about Kristen.
Okay, Kristen, let's see her ball here. Okay, her yellow stress ball says, don't stuff, let it out. So what that means is what stands out from
she
talking...
She hates Bob and Mike.
What stands out from talking to Kristen is, and we talked about this one time on the air, that she tends to be a people pleaser, but after talking to her, I got more insight into how she became a people pleaser. And I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that she was picked on as a kid. And from that, she got a lot of empathy and sympathy for other people, so she hates to see other people hurting or have their feelings hurt.
How did you get picked on by kids?
I was an ugly kid. Girls were mean.
Was as in used to be?
Yeah, like when you had... No, like I was the ugly duckling and just went through like some really rough stages, and you know, guys were mean, girls were mean, and people were just...
Does that happen at that age anyway? I imagine it was probably about 11, 12.
No, it started in third grade. Third grade was the first. Leslie and Valerie used to call me Metal Mouth all the time because I had braces and I had a retainer.
Is that traumatic to an 8-year-old?
Yeah. I still remember it to this day. Yeah. They used to pick on me on the playground. They wouldn't let me. The worst thing was not being included.
And
they
still, that's an issue?
Yeah. They wouldn't let me play with them. You know, like hopscotch and forced, you
so
know.
That's where she became a people pleaser?
Right, because now, you know, she's beautiful. She's got a great personality. She's got all these strengths.
Please stop. We're going to have to deal with that when you leave.
But she still remembers what it was like to be on that receiving end.
What?
Were you crying?
No, I was scratching my eye.
Sure you are.
It's the pollen,
John.
Bob.
It is the pollen. My allergies are...
Sure, Johnlet.
Can you cue up the violin, the soft violin music?
They wouldn't. They were mean.
So her people pleasing is now she just doesn't want to see anybody have their feelings hurt because she knows what that's like. And Kristen has one of those personality traits that can be a strength or weakness, because of course it's nice to be empathetic and to care about other people's feelings. And on the Showgram, when I listen, I can hear her sort of be the mediator between Mike and Bob and try to, you know, not have anybody's feathers ruffled, keep everybody happy. And that's great. My only concern is in the past, she's talked about how the people pleasing sometimes is at your own expense, you know, where mm-hmm. you're so worried about other people's happiness that you'll keep your problems and feelings to yourself until, you know, you can't take any more. And then you might have a little bit of a venting or explosion. So
And I've told her to talk. You know what? We knew that shortly after she became on the show. And I said, tell us, get it out, don't hold it forever, and then all of a sudden just blow up like a crazy bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, that happens often.
It didn't work out.
And we just have to let it go sometimes.
I've only, in almost 3 years, I've only cried twice on the air, and I'm pretty proud of myself for only being twice.
These are the things that I thought, so I guess I was wrong. I thought that she had commit issues. She can't commit to relationships.
I didn't see that.
Well, you didn't talk to her long enough.
We talked a lot about marriage and babies and settling down and all that.
I also checked. She has control relation issues, but I guess that's not happening. I mean, I've known her for 3 years, but I guess maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. And also that she always wants people to think good of her.
Yeah, that's definitely the people pleasing.
Okay, at least
I'll give you a ding for that.
All right, two X's, one O. Let's move along. All right, how about
any stuff about her family, like her mom and dad, any of that?
We talked about some of that stuff, and I don't know how much she wants to get into on the air, but I think
I told her it was okay. It wasn't anything I had never really disclosed on the air anyway. So, but we talked a lot about my mom and our relationship, and we even talked a lot about my dad and his current relationship with his girlfriend and her family. So
that's when I think she's got issues about her relationship is because her parents' relationship is so freaking crazy. I mean that in the most loving way.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Well, Kristen's not all that unusual in having parents that divorce when she's an adult. I mean, that happens pretty frequently now. But it is a different kind of experience when you're an adult and your parents divorce versus when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. It's still really hard to go through. And Kristen actually talked about this, that, you know, your early 20s is when you're starting to get your idea of what kind of relationship you want to have when you settle down and get married. So it was sort of a critical time for that to happen. And I'm sure it shaped her thoughts on marriage and relationships. Mm-hmm. But the way she talks about her relationship now with Bart, it actually sounds very healthy. And
no, it's not. It's not.
And committed. And it's perfect for her right now. The way it is perfect for her.
It is.
Right now.
Right now. Yeah. It's okay right now.
No, yeah.
You may have had 9 years of college, but we've had 3 years of crazy. And we know it's not normal.
Ain't no way. Ain't nothing normal in that situation.
We didn't delve into everything.
That's right. The next session.
You need some more sessions.
We're very good actors.
All right, thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, and there are a lot of women that are like Kristen, you know, where they're getting, you know, near their 30s and have no relationship at this point, you know.
I have one.
No meaningful relationship.
Just because I'm not married doesn't mean I don't have a relationship.
Can we just have a couple seconds left, so we have to get into mics here in a second. But let me just ask, as a whole, and I know the answer is going to be, well, it all depends on every person. Don't tell me that.
Okay.
So let's just talk about the big thing. Back when it was our grandparents, they would get married when they were in their teens sometimes. And then our parents would get married when they were in their 20s, right? And then now people are in their 30s, and some are still not getting married then. And I know that, you know, I mean, everybody's getting divorced left and right, and you can understand that. But ultimately, I mean, I sometimes think that people are in a fantasy world, and they dream that everything's going to be perfect in a relationship. But I just, and I've said this to Mike because he's getting married soon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, you got to be with it. I mean, good, bad, and different. Hell freezes over. You got to stay with it. And that's kind of like what our grandparents used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at those people who, you know, celebrate their 50 and 60 year wedding anniversaries, and you go, oh, I hope I can be like that. Well, guess what? They went through a lot of crap too, you know, back in the time. So what would you say to those people who are now in, let's say, 30 years old and still are afraid of marriage?
Oh, they're afraid of marriage?
That's what happens often, 9 times out of 10, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, I think, well, these days, I think there are many reasons why people are waiting to get married, and some of them are good, because I think I talked about this with Mike and Kristen, maybe, how the 20s are really such a critical decade where you're figuring out who you are and what your identity is and what you want out of life. And so many people who get married in their 20s, by the time they're in their 30s, they're looking at their spouse like, who are you? Because they've changed so much. So in a way, it's good to wait, because then you have a stronger sense of yourself and you know what you want out of life. But I think people who have fears, like what you're getting at, they've just seen all the hype and see relationships breaking up all around them. And what you were hinting at is the point, is that there's never going to be an easy ride when you get married. It's the hardest thing on the planet, probably tied with parenting.
Yeah.
So it's really hard work, and there's no utopia when it comes to that.
Or I hear a lot of people say, I'm going to wait till I graduate from whatever. Or we're going to wait to have babies. We're not ready to have babies yet and stuff. Hey, I think it's good that you're a couple before you have babies. I think that's great, you know, if you can do that. But otherwise, I mean, there's no good time to have kids. I mean, when does that? Somebody needs to explain when the perfect time to have kids. I don't know. Let's do a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about Mike's crazy situation after this. Hang on.
More Bob and the Showgram coming up next on G105.